Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
It's so good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
How's life? Go ahead, Rob.
It's funny that you happen to be wearing a hat because Holly was just talking about how beautiful your hair is. But
nah.
You got it covered up today.
Wasn't pretty today. Wasn't pretty when I woke up. You know, I'm still a little jet lagged from my Australia trip, so I need to go get a haircut and do all those things. Next time, I promise, Holly.
It looked epic, by the way.
Were you also kissing spiders like Jackson Dean was kissing spiders?
I did not kiss any spiders.
That was a great idea.
I played it safe down there.
Good. Yeah, that's very smart. Did you hold a koala?
I didn't.
I think I saw a photo with a kangaroo, though, right?
Yeah, I heard the koalas have chlamydia or something like that, so I wasn't. Can you say that on the radio? Can you say that word? I don't know. But that's what they said. So I was like, I don't know if I'm going to cuddle the koala. Yeah, Google it. I swear it's a real thing.
That's
like,
a thing?
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to.
I just thought it was.
Who's banging the koalas?
That's what I said. I was like, I don't know what you guys do with koalas down here. No. But
they are really cute, but let's put the brakes on that. You know what I mean?
No.
None of this could be aired.
No, we pet kangaroos and we got to do like some hands-on experiences with the kangaroos and stuff, but yeah, that was it. The next day, we ate kangaroo, which felt really wrong.
Oh, no.
So
how weird was that?
It's actually really good. If you like steak, it's a lot like steak.
I do like steak, but I feel like I didn't even know that people ate kangaroo.
Yeah, well, I didn't either. I think that's like their national animal, too.
That would be like us eating a bald eagle.
That's what we were all talking about that as we were eating kangaroo.
but that's a thing there?
I don't think it's like a super, like, you're not going to go to the to a restaurant. They're going to have like kangaroo on there. But like we were in the country and they're called bogans or what they call rednecks out there. And these bogans made us a bunch of crocodile, rabbit, kangaroo, emu, all this stuff.
It's like the equivalent to eating a possum.
It was all pretty good though.
Okay. The rednecks here
hunting squirrels and things like eating squirrels and things like that.
Yeah, I tried not to think about it and just be respectful and just not ate it all. But it was actually, that was one of the funnest times that we had, you know, just getting to hang out with everybody down there and just the nicest people.
What an experience.
What the most Australian thing that you did while you were there is pet the kangaroo? Is that like cliche Australian, I guess
you could say. We did some shoeies on stage, you know. I felt like that was pretty Australian.
Was it someone else's boot that, like,
or was
someone
it your
throws
boot?
Their boot on stage and then you pour it? Or was it your own boot?
So this is kind of a sore subject. I didn't know that you're supposed to do it out of your own boot. And the crowd was chanting, shoeie, shoeie. And so I said, well, you know, someone throw it up here if you want me to do a shoeie. And so they threw one up. Well, this guy from like halfway across the audience pulls off his hot New Balance boot or Nike shoes, been wearing all day, throws it across, you know, the audience. This thing comes in at like 50 miles an hour, beams my guitar. And I was like, what the hell was that? And it was this guy's New Balance. And I picked it up and did a shoey out of it. And when I got off stage, everybody was like, oh, no, you're supposed to do it out of your boot, mate. And I was like, no. I didn't know. Nobody told me that. And,
especially like a tennis shoe. Like it's all like soaked, like it's soaked in there. First.
Yeah. They told me, though, they were like, you know, they were like, you're a legend. And I was like, OK, as long as I got that. So I felt like that was pretty Australian. The next show, I used Ashley's boot, so it was a different clean boot, new boot.
This is easily the best story about a shoey I've ever heard. I'm like crying, like my eyes are like crying right now.
I wish y'all could have seen it whenever it flew across the state. Like when it hit my guitar, it scared me. I was like, what the hell was that? And I looked down and I saw the boot, and I knew my fate as soon as I saw it sitting on stage.
But it wasn't a boot. It was a New Balance.
Yeah, New Balance shoe. Yeah, it was. It was rough.
Do you like New Balance? I just ordered a pair of New Balances for some new running shoes, man.
I don't know, dude. They don't taste very good, but I mean, I haven't ever walked around in them, so I don't know if I'm using them the right way.
See, when this shoey thing first came about, I actually thought that you were supposed to use whatever was thrown on stage.
That's what I thought.
And I think that after maybe it was COVID, where we all got serious about our health, that people started going, yeah, maybe we should use our own shoes.
I got a stomach of steel, man. I can handle it. I
think you did the OG thing, man.
I did the OG way. That's what I thought it was. I nobody told me anything different before. And then even like when I got off stage, the Australians were like, oh, that's disgusting, man. And I was like, damn, I thought you guys thought it'd be cool.
This is the most manliest thing in the world, is drinking out of somebody else's sweaty sneaker. Like a girl would never. We would never. This is great. Oh my God.
Like I said, so Ashley was side stage at the next show wearing a clean pair of boots, and they were chanting, shooey. And I said, honey, throw me your boot.
Right.
Oh my God. That's so funny. All right, let's talk about music. Should we talk about music?
Yeah. Bad for me. You got your own tours going on. Do you think that is there a video of this, by the way?
Of the shoe?
Yeah.
I hope not. I'm trying to put it.
Because if people catch, you know, this video, they're probably going to start throwing shoes at you on your own tour here in the United States.
No, we don't do that up here.
Okay. It'll be okay.
I'm trying to put it behind me, so I don't think there's any evidence.
Have you ever had anything other than that thrown at you on stage that was weird, other than bras or things like
underwear
that?
This one time I was playing this bar in Indianapolis, and there was this girl standing at the front leaning against the guardrail, and we finished Keep Me Up All Night, and we were going into another song, and this girl pulled her whole leg off, because it was a prosthetic leg. She yanked it off, and she's standing there on one leg holding onto the guardrail with her other leg up in the air, and she's screaming, sign my leg! And I had my ears in, and I just like, so I didn't hear, but I look over and I just see this woman holding up this giant prosthetic leg, and her boyfriend is just screaming like at the top of his lungs for me to sign it. And so she threw her leg up on the stage, and I signed it for her, threw it back out. She popped it back on, and we took a picture after the show. Great.
I can't even handle it. Like, that's when you're like, I don't just drop panties. I drop legs. Like, legs are coming out, you know?
That's next level. That's
like, I mean, I'm going to go see my favorite artist. My leg is coming off tonight, dude. Oh, my God.
I see you got the Waylon shirt on. Let's talk about Waylon in 75.
Yeah, dude. It's kind of a coincidence. I ordered this a couple weeks ago before we singled it out and printed it out. So it got here when I got back from Australia. But I love Waylon. Perfect. Whoever's doing Waylon's merch right now is really killing it, because the stuff on his merch store is really cool.
But tell us about your song.
Yeah,
as well.
Where were you? What were you thinking? What were you drinking when that song came about?
I was actually driving down the highway, and that's a outside song that got pitched to me, and my A&R sent it over to me, and I threw it on in the truck, and I heard the first lyric, and I was like, well, this is cool, you know, and called her back, and I said, can we get this? Can we put it on hold? And luckily, we got a hold of it, and I got to go in the studio and cut it, and I felt like it just, you know, played a really great theme with the rest of the record, and, you know, it lets a lot of anger out for me that I didn't necessarily have to do in a songwriting session, you know. So it's a passionate song, and yeah, I just loved it, and I love to perform it, and happy we got it out.
Go ahead, Red.
No, so the album's out on April 5th, right? Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was just going to ask.
April 5th. So out of all the songs on the new album that's coming out, which one stands out to you the most that you had a hand in writing?
It's kind of hard. You know, I really do love every song, and every one that's on there is something that's special to me. And they all, like, I can listen to the album from beginning to end, and that's something that I'm really proud of, is that I enjoy it from the beginning all the way to the end. But there's one song that we put on there that I wrote with Scooter and or Travis Hill. I don't know if y'all are familiar with him as a writer, but he's incredible. And we wrote this song called If I Had a Week, and that's one of my favorites that I had to kind of, you know, weasel it onto the record, you know, and went and I cut it, even though they told me we didn't know if it was going to make it on or if we had the budget to do it. So I just sat down and played guitar, and we put fiddle, and I sang on it, and yeah, it made it. So I'm really happy it made it, but nice. That's one of my favorites.
What does Bad For Me mean? Like, what? How does that song title come to be the whole album title? Or that title, sorry, that title yeah. become the whole album
title? I just think it really, for me, it covered the bases of all the songs, you know, and I felt like that's, you know, definitely a constant theme for me was just, you know, kind of sorting out the things that your vices and all the things that you, you know, learn that are bad for you, and you got to break away from certain things. And I just felt like once I listened to the whole project, it really covered everything. And, you know, but realistically, I had cut all the songs we were about to master, and they were like, Chase, you got to name this thing. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to name it. I have no idea. And after listening through it a few times, I was like, I feel like Bad For Me is a great title, because, you know, it's a theme that kind of continues throughout the album.
I feel like that's something that we've kind of learning from artists. Like, they have a hard time naming the whole album. Like, that seems to be something that doesn't come actually easy.
Well, everybody was like, just call it Chase Beckham. And I was like, that's, you can't do that. Like, you know, I guess you
I mean,
could,
you could.
But I was
like, self-titled?
Yeah, self-titled. But I was just like, man, we got to do something a little bit different, you know, because I don't want to go on tour and be like, it's the Chase Beckham tour, you know, and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I ended up thinking, like, Bad For Me. I just love it's so human, and it's so, you know, just true to a lot of the things that I'm saying on the record. And I felt like it was a good summary.
Yeah.
I'm jumping to Last Laugh.
Okay, good. I want to talk a little bit about Luke Bryan. Obviously, you're out on tour again with him this summer.
Mm-hmm.
What's one of the? Well, there's like two parts to this question. What's one of the like more serious things you've learned from Luke as an artist, and what's one of the funniest moments that you had or seen? Because he's always having a whole lot of fun out there, so I'm assuming
he's a very versatile guy. Really,
yeah,
he
can get it all done. You know, I think one of the serious moments I've had with Luke, which is one of the few, but you know, one of the one times that we were being serious is, you know, he took me fishing right when I moved to Nashville, and you know, we had a heart to heart, and he just gave me a ton of advice that I feel like I still, you know, listen to and carry to this day, and that has really helped me throughout, you know, this whole process navigating through, you know, newfound fame and putting music out and touring and just the industry and the business itself. You know, he really just kind of opened up to me about a lot of that stuff and how to deal with it, and, you know, how he deals with it. And anything that I've ever needed, he's always been there, a phone call away. And that's something that, you know, I appreciate and more than anything. And yeah, he's just really, I feel like any other interaction I've had with him is a goofy, you know, like funny interaction. And we just like to, you know, have a good time. We've gone out and had some good laughs and stuff. But I don't know, I always say about Luke Bryan is what you see is what you get. He's the same guy on TV as he is off of TV, or, you know, the same person that you see in interviews. It's like, that's who he is all the time. And
right.
That's why I love him.
Has he pranked you before?
No.
Been pranked by him?
No. I think he thinks I'm a little too serious to. Maybe
he's like, I don't want to mess with this guy.
Maybe he'll get me this year. I don't know. I was waiting for it last year and it didn't come, so I was kind of grateful for that.
It may start happening. Yeah.
I feel like if he does it, it's going to be something that's going to be, you know, pretty good. So I don't know. Maybe it's just building up.
He's building. Yeah. He's probably going to be playing the long game on it.
It's probably going to have something to do with a shoey. I would imagine.
Oh, now. God, I hope not. No, I will not do it out of his boot.
Hey, we're talking about what makes you laugh. What do you have, a stand-up comedian or someone in movies that makes you laugh?
Yeah, I mean, I always loved, like, one of my favorite comedians back in the day that I used to love to listen to was, like, Ralphie May. I love Dave Chappelle. Right now, I think Shane Gillis is real funny. There's a lot of guys out there. Comedy's been one of those things too that, you know, it's like music in that sense. If you're having a bad time, you put on some comedy and you have some stuff that makes you smile, and I've always loved that.
Hey, Holly, I think you
I went through my list. I went through the whole list. Oh, we didn't talk about
Are you good at playing pool from the music video?
The video just make you look good?
No.
You look like you knew what you're doing.
No, it took five times to get that shot. I'm horrible at pool. And me and Cody Allen did this deal on the countdown, and they're like, we're going to play pool. And I was like, did you tell them that I can't play pool? Like, that I don't know. Like, I'm not a good pool player. Like, I can fake my way through it, but no, I'm horrible. That's not my forte. I just got into golf, and that's a whole nother monster.
Are you good at golf?
I'm trying to be really hard. Okay. It's a hard game. I started in November.
So you never golfed before?
Never golfed before until November. Oh. And I just started, and I'm obsessed with it. I have a little simulator room in the house where I play golf at home.
Nice.
That's so fun when you discover something. You're like, oh my God, I really like this. That's with me this skiing recently. I'm like, I think I could be a good skier. I mean, I didn't get off the bunny hill, but I think I could. Rob's laughing at me. I could be a good skier.
You just, I don't know. For me, like, as a grown up now, you know, I just think about like how interested I am in things that I used to think were so boring. And golf, I feel like, is one of those things where, like, I tried it, and then now that I'm hooked on it, it's like all I want to do on my days off is go golf. And, it's weird. I just have, like, that obsessive personality. When I find something, I try to learn everything about it and try to be good at it, and rarely am I actually good at it. But golf is the new one. So my girlfriend loves it that more golf stuff keeps on showing up at the house.
every single golfer actually says that, by the way. They go, I'm not good at it, but I like it. Every single...
I feel like it really is such a common thing. If you go golf with people, like, not a lot of people are really good. You know, like there's a select few, but most, like, your average golfer, like, you know, we all kind of live in the same boat, I feel like, of struggling to break 100 or break 90.
Well, practice up. We'll have to get on the golf course next time you're around. But thank you for taking the time, man. It's good to catch up.
Yeah, thank you guys. Good to talk with you guys.
Thanks for taking over our show.
Yeah.
That was like less heavy lifting on our part, and we appreciate it.
I love it. Thank you, guys.
All right, Jason. Bye,
you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.